This piece was brought to you by Heritage Foods USA, heritagefoodsusa.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Science and technology.
Got a meat question? Ask the meat man.
My name is Louis Fantasma. I'm the plant manager here at Paradise Locker Meats. We're a family-owned small butcher shop here in Trimble, Missouri. Been in the business for 25 years, and I'm the meat man.
You're tuned in to the Meat Man segment here on heritageradionetwork.org. We've been gone for a few weeks, but we are back, and that means I'm hanging out with my buddy Lou Fantasma from Paradise Locker Meats in Trimble, Missouri. Lou, how's it going?
Jack, what's shaking, bacon?
Oh, I've got bacon shaking, actually, this week on Meat Man.
Sweet.
Yeah, man. You know, we got a few questions in. Basically, a few listeners wondering what exactly the differences are between cuts of bacon. You know, you see different types on menus and called for in recipes, so maybe you can help us break it down.
Well, Jack, we would really wish we could make bacon out of just about every part of the pig, and I think we've definitely mastered quite a few of them. So let me just start going through. Of course, you got your regular pork bacon that out of the pork belly. So it's basically just cured pork belly. That is then smoked, and so that pork belly left whole would be your bacon slab, right? You can also do, and then once that's sliced is your standard, you know, bacon that you find in the store. You can also do different flavors of bacon. So before the slab is put in the smokehouse, one that we make is a peppered bacon, so we actually just coat the whole outside of the slab in pepper before we smoke it. We've heard of and played around with Italian-flavored bacon, jalapeno bacon. You can flavor bacon with just about anything you want by coating the outside of that slab while it's still in the raw form before you smoke it. And that way, after you smoke it, all those seasonings are adhered to the outside, and when you slice it, you just get that nice little seasoning on the outside of each slice as you go down. So that's good. Another cut. When you take the whole slab of bacon and you cut it into slices, you also end up with bacon, what we call bacon ends. So bacon ends are awesome to use in beans. They're often a lot cheaper. You can find them for a lot cheaper than you would regular bacon because it's basically a product of that. We use bacon ends and a number of different things to make. We make a bacon cheeseburger, and I'm going to see how many times I can say bacon in this whole thing. So we make bacon cheeseburgers where we take bacon ends and beef and mix cheddar cheese in with it and stuff those into patties. We also make different bacon sausages where we add those bacon ends to those recipes. So, curing a regular pork belly, you have slab bacon, flavored bacon, sliced bacon, bacon ends. And that's all just out of the pork belly. So now we can talk about, let's talk about pork loin. A couple different kinds of bacon you can make out of pork loin would be Canadian bacon is often made out of pork loin. Which is also cured and smoked and sliced. But Canadian bacon typically, as you know, is sliced thinner and is obviously much leaner and can, you know, is great on pizza, right? Like, what else is it good for? So Canadian bacon. And then you have a British-style or pork loin bacon. British-style bacon is the loin eye with about an inch and a half to 2 inches of belly attached to it, or tail attached to that loin, and that's we make that for a customer right here locally here in Kansas City, and it's a he's got a British pub, so we make his British bacon for him, and that's also some really good stuff. So again, same procedure, just different cut, and that'd be your British style bacon. English bacon is where we take a loin and then wrap the belly around it and cure that and smoke it like that and slice it in the same thickness as your regular bacon. So there's your English bacon. And so that's three different kinds of bacon we can make out of the loin. So bacon, bacon, bacon. Here we go to the jowl. Let's talk about jowl bacon. Jowl bacon jowls, fresh pork jowls, are the cheeks of a hog. They're definitely different than the cheek meat, though. The cheek meat actually lays up against the jawbone of the hog. So the jowls are the big, fatty cheeks that hang off on the bottom of a pig's head. And so we make jowl bacon here. We take the, we remove those jowls from the head and square them up and cure them just like we would regular bacon, and hang those and smoke those in the smokehouse also. And that's called jowl bacon. Really good stuff. We've been making it for years and years and years here. It's kind of similar to guanciale, which is also made from the jowl. But that's more of like the dry cured version, you know, of our jowl bacon. So, and that's also really good. So from the jowl, moving on, let's talk about shoulder bacon, or hillbilly bacon, as it's also referred to. And it is basically a Boston butt that we inject with our bacon cure and press it in a nice big hunks and smoke those whole Boston butts. We then slice them, so what you get is a big rectangular slice of bacon that is really about the size of three pieces of bacon all put together. It's obviously comes out of the Boston butt, so there is fat running through it, but it is leaner than your typical bacon that comes from the pork belly. So we call that shoulder bacon or hillbilly bacon here. That's just about going to cover it, I think. I wish I could figure out how to make bacon from the ham, but then again, that's probably sacrilegious.
I think you've given us a lot to think about this week, man. Thank you for breaking that bacon down for the listeners on Ask the Meat Man. So we'll catch up with you again next week, Lou. Always a pleasure. Hope things are well down there in Missouri. Anything going on?
Not a whole lot, buddy. Just living the dream here in paradise.
Beautiful. Well, always great to hear from you. We'll talk again next week. You've been listening to Ask the Meat Man on HeritageRadioNetwork.org with Lou Fantasma of Paradise Locker Meats. ParadiseLockerMeats.com for more. See you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to this program on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @Heritage_Radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.